Now it's time we talk with Larry Weber. Larry, where do we find you today?
I am in sort of east central Nebraska. I'm on the shores of the Platte River. And I came here for the last few days to witness an incredible marvel of migration, of spring migration, and that is the sandhill cranes.
Mm.
Now, we are familiar with sandhill cranes in Duluth and along the North Shore. They come across every year, and there was one reported being seen in Carlton County just yesterday. However, this is where the real action is. You know, it kind of reminds me of Hawk Ridge and Hawk Weekend in September, where the big migration is going south. Well, here is a big migration going north. The sandhill cranes numbers that is estimated to be somewhere around 500,000, and I think about all of those 500,000 have been showing up in this immediate area. The Platte River, which goes through Nebraska from west to east, is called the Platte, P-L-A-T-T-E, meaning flat, and that's exactly what it is. The early pioneers said it was 1 mile wide and 1 inch deep, and it is a perfect place for birds like the sandhill cranes migrating from the southwestern states heading north to rest. And what they do is they spend about a month here, and they arrive in early March, leaving somewhere around the mid-April. And during that time, they go out into the cornfields around here. You know, we've heard of the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Well, they go out into the cornfields, and they feed on corn and virtually anything else that they can find. And then in the nights, in the evening, they come back to the river, and they go out onto little islands, or they just go into the shallow water itself, and they roost. They stay there all night. And then they take off the next day and do feeding. And they do this constantly back and forth. They also do staging. They do dancing, mated pairs, and those that aren't mated, and the young of the year. They all are traveling together. Fascinating thing to see. Now, there are many ways to experience this. You can just drive down the interstate, and you can see the cranes. They're that easy to see. They all come into about an 80-mile stretch here, stretching from Grand Island west to about 80 miles up the river on the Platte River. And there's different ways to experience it. What I like to do, and I've done this a few times already, is I like to come here and get out in the blinds. And the blinds are little buildings that are near the river. You go in those, and you can watch the cranes at a much closer distance than you can otherwise, because they've gotten used to these buildings, and they don't see any harm or any danger in them. And so last night, I was in the blind watching as they returned from the fields to do the roosting right out there in the river. It's pretty incredible how they can stand right in the shallow water that is so cold right now, and yet it doesn't seem to bother them. And then this morning, I went back to a blind again and watched them as they woke up. Very, very, very noisy birds. They make a guttural kind of roaring growl noise, and you can hear it easily when they fly over. Well, you get a quarter or a 500,000 of them together, and you can imagine what the sound is like. It even blocked out the sounds of the interstate, if wow. You can imagine that. Yeah, very, very impressive thing. This has been just this is where the action is in March. Anybody wants to really get a feel for spring migration, boy, this is something to see. This is not the only thing to see. There's plenty of other things going on, and I've been spending time looking around at other water birds as well, many kinds of ducks, some of which show up in northern Minnesota and some that are further west than that. Many of the songbirds are here, including, I saw yesterday, the first warblers of the season. Robins and cardinals, red-winged blackbirds, and mourning doves all have been singing. I've seen bluebird. I've seen the other kinds of blackbirds. I've seen several kinds of sparrows, large flocks of juncos. Oh, the list goes on and on and on. So that's where you catch me this morning.
So, Larry, with all those birds circling overhead, wear a hat.
Wear a hat. That's exactly right. Yeah, well, not everybody appreciates it, which I find out, but most of the people around here do. It's interesting. This is a great example of how the people have taken advantage of a natural phenomenon, and they've turned it into quite an ecotourism business. Mm-hmm. And it's really, they're really appreciating it.
Wonderful.
So, well, we do, believe it or not, we are in snow this morning. So maybe you don't have it, but we do.
Nope, we don't actually.
Yeah, we do. I'm driving in snow now. All right. So, yeah, but however, it's not so terribly cold.
Okay. Thank you, Larry.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Larry Weber joining us from Nebraska and the Platte River this morning. He'll join us next Saturday at about 9:30 via phone and give us the latest things happening outdoors. We can look forward to those cranes showing up here momentarily, I hope, or at least passing over. And that's a regular feature on North Shore Weekend.